Today's edition of the Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
The Colorado Beef Council has created a new online directory to help connect Colorado farms and ranches that sell beef with consumers who want to buy it. Here's Executive Director Todd Engley.
You know, we raise some of the country's best beef in this state, and Colorado consumers really deserve to have that opportunity to directly take advantage of that.
Check out the Colorado Beef Directory by visiting the Colorado Beef Council's website at cobeef.com. This message brought to you by Colorado beef producers and their $1 per head beef checkoff.
The USDA published its final rule on determining whether land is considered highly erodible or a wetland, integrating input from the public and making updates in accordance with the 2018 Farm Bill. The final rule follows a focused effort by the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to improve consistency and the use of science in making determinations. It follows an interim final rule published December 7, 2018. According to Eugene Backhouse, acting state conservationist in Colorado, feedback is a very important resource, and we appreciate all of those who help us improve how determinations are made. Highly erodible land and wetland determinations, he says, are the gateway to USDA's programs, and we strive to provide the highest quality technical assistance to inform decision-making by farmers and ranchers. To be eligible for most USDA programs, producers must be conservation compliant with the highly erodible land and wetland provisions. These provisions aim to reduce soil loss on erosion-prone lands and to protect wetlands for the multiple benefits they provide. The final rule confirms most of the changes made by the December 2018 interim final rule and makes additional updates like adding a requirement of the 2018 Farm Bill that the USDA will make a reasonable effort to include the affected person in an on-site investigation conducted prior to making a wetland violation technical determination. Number two, further clarifying how wetland hydrology is identified for farmed wetlands and farmed wetland pasture. And number three, adding clarification to the consideration of best drain condition for wetland hydrology in keeping with the definition of prior converted cropland. And finally, number four, relocating the provision that wetland determinations can be done on a tract, field, or subfield basis in order to improve clarity. The NRCS has recently updated its conservation compliance web pages, adding highly erodible land and wetland determination resources for agricultural producers by state. You can learn more about conservation compliance on the NRCS website at www.nrcs.usda.gov.
Colorado pork producers are dedicated to producing safe food and employee practices that protect public health. We are people and families in your community, your neighbors that are dedicated to contributing a better quality of life in those communities. For more information, contact the Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org. After all, pigs are the inventors of bacon.
For ag news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.